We'll get to more on this now with some political commentators, Dr. Bryce Edwards and Morgan Godfrey. Good morning to you both. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Cordial.
Dr. Edwards, you were down there over the weekend. I saw some of your social media videos. Your assessment, is this just an anti-mandate protest or wider?
Yeah, I've been down there most days, every day in fact, triple vaxxed, triple masked. I don't support what the protesters stand for in terms of their politics, but I do support their right to protest. So what they're definitely anti-mandate, and but in a more wider sense, they're kind of angry. You know, basically, these are poor people mostly working class. Some of the people have lost their jobs. Others are sympathetic for others that have lost their jobs due to the mandate. They're quite angry. They're kind of at the bottom of the heap.
Well, did you hear the Prime Minister was arguing this morning that they were anti-vaccination and that they were wider and that there were other elements. Is she wrong?
Oh, I think she is, because many that I've talked to are vaccinated. They're against the mandates. I mean, some people are sort of scaremongering about the far right, about fascists there. I think we have to be really careful before we kind of smear these protesters with that label. There's a bit of misinformation going around, I think, or conspiracy theories about these people. And it's just really not the case. You know, yes, there are some unsavoury types there, and there's all sorts of things that I've experienced that are negative. But by and large, these are poor people, mostly brown. They are, you know, all of them are upset with inequality, housing crisis. And, you know, in the past, I think you would have seen the left, the political progressives, organising these people in sort of, you know, for progressive reasons. But sadly, that's not happening. Instead, they are kind of cohering in this anti-mandate.
Okay. Well, let's go to Morgan Godfrey. Your view on this, should the rule of law be enforced, though? Should they be moved on from the roads? What's the view, Morgan?
With respect to Bryce, I think he's giving the protesters, so-called protesters, far too much credit. Many people would have seen the Stuff report this morning that police will have a, quote, highly visible presence in the area, and that's to deter the antisocial behaviour that's been going on. It's essentially to make sure that people like school children feel safe to go to school. When that has to happen, you don't really have a peaceful protest, or you don't really have a protest that I think that's worth much credit. People will know that over the weekend, over 100,000 New Zealanders received a booster. Over the same period, probably fewer than, let's say, 3,000 turned up to Parliament's lawn. These people are a very tiny minority. Of course, there will be people there who are anti-mandate, but there's a very easy solution to that. If the mandate inconveniences your life so much, then you just get vaccinated, like the Prime Minister said. But of course, if you don't want to get vaccinated, then are you anti-vax? You're probably anti-vax. So I feel like the mandate issue is often been, over the last half week, a fig leaf for broader and perhaps more dangerous concerns. I think Bryce is absolutely wrong to gloss over the involvement of the far right. We have seen the involvement of counter-spin media, and we've seen involvement of currents in society, which I think the vast majority of New Zealanders will find very uncomfortable.
Okay, well, let me let Dr. Edwards respond to that. I mean, they are clearly in breach of the law. This is a different protest.
Yeah, I mean, all protests involves, you know, breaking the law, pushing the boundaries, disrupting things. And I've seen lots of left-wing protests that have been like this as well. And some of them do contain some of this antisocial behaviour on the left as well, which I think should be condemned. The police, yeah, it's probably a good idea for the police to go around there and make sure that the protesters aren't inhibiting other people trying to get to work, to schools, etc. But that's not what the police have been doing. That's not what Trevor Mallard's been doing. They've been trying to crack down. And yes, Morgan wants, you know, the state to go in there with their violence, but I don't think that's the answer. All that's doing is counterproductive. It's making the protest bigger. What Mallard's been doing, every step he's taken has been a misstep to actually embolden these protesters and attract more to the cause and make it more...
Okay, let me go back to Morgan, because you suggested he wants the state to go in with violence. Is that what you want, Morgan?
That is not what I suggested at all. What I would like to see happen is the vehicles to be towed, for those bureaucratic means that are available to police and the council, for them to actually be used, or for the police to go in there protecting the parking wardens, letting them do their jobs, to go in there to assist businesses like the Backbencher, which have had to close because people are essentially squatting on site, to assist businesses like VicBooks, which are not opening, VicBooks Pipitea, which is not opening this week because of the abuse that staff have suffered for wearing masks. For those bureaucratic channels to actually be used as opposed to allowing the speaker to essentially just troll the protest. And, you know, in a way, that's kind of funny because many of these people are essentially just internet trolls who have turned up to Parliament's lawn.
Okay.
But the one thing I do agree with Bryce on is has been counterproductive. We probably needed a higher motive than just blasting Barry Manilow.
Yeah, I think we can agree on that. Dr. Edwards, though, surely the only way out of this is to remove the mandates, which are going to go at some point. And even the Prime Minister this morning was hinting that, you know, there's going to be a mechanism. But you can't say when because we haven't been through Omicron yet.
Yeah, I mean, what we probably need to do, I agree with the commentators that say we probably need some engagement in here. We need someone like Grant Robertson to go down there to meet with some of the protesters at least, explain the mandates, why we need them for a bit longer, apologise, I guess, to those people that have had to lose their jobs, had their lives turned upside down, but say we're all in this together and that mandates will end, you know, they have to stay in there a bit longer, but if he can give a date, if he could say, like, 1st of June, mandates will be gone, that's what we're aiming for, I think a lot of these protesters will quite happy with that and they'll walk away and it will be diffused. But the politicians don't want to do that. They're taking this elite process, which I think we are seeing from Morgan on this, that, you know, we just have to condemn them all. We have to...
All right, well, let me get a last word from Morgan to respond to that.
Yep.
Do you support, Morgan, this idea of perhaps of some sort of an olive branch? You get a cross-party group together, so you take the politics out of it, you go down and you talk to them about a mandate date.
Unfortunately, we can't take the politics out of it because it's central to everything here. Though I see a difficulty in any politician going to meet these so-called protesters because, as Grant Robertson said yesterday, they've been the victims of death threats. There have been people within this protest, a small minority, we must admit, only a small minority, who want to execute some of these politicians, who want a citizen's arrest against the Prime Minister and the Health Minister and so on. So you can see a difficulty there in politicians going to meet these people where, for a small minority, probably nothing will move them on. Perhaps a mandate discussion will move on some of the more moderate elements. But when there are death threats, where there is an execution agenda, essentially, there's no reasoning with those
okay.
kinds of
things. Morgan,
an execution agenda is really misinformation, and it's conspiracy theory. It's dangerous to spread that idea.
Well, was the Hingham High chalk written on the forecourt or not?
Oh, it has to be condemned, that sort of thing, and I condemn it. But most of the protesters are abhor that idea, and that is not the vibe. You know, you have to go down there and actually...
If they abhor the idea, then they should be rejecting these elements. But these elements keep being welcomed into the process because the so-called moderate organisers are trying to maintain a big tent, and a big tent that includes these very, very nasty elements. There are signs there calling for executions, of course. We've seen them all in the media.
I think they're getting rid of them.
There are vehicles there as well. So they must be rejected by that vast majority.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for the discussion. A very good one. That was Dr. Bryce Edwards and Morgan Godfrey there.